despite a low unemployment rate and a building boom downtown and in some other parts of Columbus, many people around Central Ohio still struggle to pay the bills. This week, WOSU Public Media looks at poverty and opportunity in a project we're calling Chasing the Dream. One reason for financial insecurity is a relative lack of factory jobs in some parts of the city, making it harder for lower educated people to find a middle class lifestyle. This is the sound of money. More than 1,000 cars a day roll off assembly lines here at the Honda plant outside of Marysville. Another plant just up the road in East Liberty makes hundreds more a day. All of that production means jobs. Central Ohio is home to about 15,000 Honda workers, most of those in Union County. Another 30,000 people work for nearby Honda parts suppliers. Hank Reel is the head of human resources for all of Honda's Ohio plants. He says they offer a good wage to many workers with no education beyond high school.
The starting pay is $16.40. The top pay for a production associate is $26.25.
$26 an hour, or about $52,000 a year for a regular line worker, not management. And that's before overtime, which is plentiful right now. It's a good gig in a county where, according to the Census Bureau, the per capita income is less than $30,000 a year.
People tend to stay here. Our turnover is about 1.5%. So people don't leave this organization very much.
That includes Josh Blue, a 37-year-old Union County native who works at the Marysville Assembly Plant.
We do interior parts, you know, engine mounts, speakers. We do the dashboard insulator, you know, just mostly interior parts, all the seat belts, stuff like that.
Blue did not go to college and didn't plan to, so he applied at Honda shortly after high school. It's been a life raft of sorts, a real shot at the middle class.
Put my resume in, got a call for my first interview. And then did like a second interview, and then a third interview, then got a call and got hired on.
Blue says he likes his job, especially the health care, the pension, and the 401k. If all goes as planned, he'll be able to retire by his mid-50s. This type of opportunity, this industrial middle class, was common around much of the country and Ohio, including the West Columbus neighborhood known as the Hilltop. The area around the intersection of West Broad Street and Georgesville Road was once home to several thousand workers, mostly industrial workers, who made an industrial wage that could pay a mortgage, buy a boat, put the kids through college. Bill Huffman helps run the nonprofit organization Friends of the Hilltop.
Probably, I want to say there were at least maybe 7,000-8,000 jobs or more that were out here on this end of town at that time.
But those jobs are gone. Census figures show the number of manufacturing jobs in the Hilltop shrank by about 12% from 2004 through 2015. The old Delphi plant shut down in 2007. The Hollywood Casino now sits in its spot. It employs hundreds of dealers and other workers, but most make a wage more in the neighborhood of $10 an hour.
The last workers that I knew that used to work at White Westinghouse were making $23 an hour. 15 years ago, that was big money. That's like $40 an hour today.
Huffman says as thousands of industrial jobs left the West Side, so did neighborhood morale.
Because the simple fact, when jobs leave, so does hope. And when hope leaves, that's when disparity comes.
Figures from the Census Bureau show an unemployment rate in the area around the Hilltop of about 6%. In some individual census tracts, that figure balloons to around 11%. Union County, which is home to the Marysville Auto Plant, has an unemployment rate of less than 4% and a much higher concentration of manufacturing jobs. Bill Lafayette runs the Columbus economic firm Regionomics. He says the best bet for people on the West Side trying to get a factory job might be just a longer commute.
If they have the means to go to Rickenbacker, to go to the railroad yard, to go to Union County and get a job there, there are opportunities there.
As Lafayette says, if they have the means. That longer commute means more money for gasoline, or if they're lucky enough to be on a bus route, a longer ride there.